Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Monday, which means we got digging deeper. I can't fucking wait for this digging deeper. We got so much to get through. I can't believe what we're about to listen to and analyze, Pace Case. There are some clips from Clickbait that I think you're going to have some feelings about.
Look, I have not heard these clips. I've only heard a taste, a little taste of the sauce on one of them. And I've been looking forward to doing this since I first heard it.
It's unreal what Clickbait has become. Just really since VIP season 7, that's when it shifted into this other thing, which is now a full propaganda machine bent on protecting the lie of the company, protecting the lie of whatever is being spun in the actual document. And that's all that show is now.
Protect the sauce.
Protecting the sauce. And we know now this week, Tayshia has exited officially as a Clickbait host and as, I guess, a Bachelor Nation or a Bachelor Happy Hour co-host. She's never going to do that again. And she's been replaced permanently on Clickbait by Tia Booth. But Grocery Store Joe has moved to the center of their logo. So now he is the real figurehead of Clickbait, the minister of propaganda.
He has moved to the center. He is slightly overlapped by the two women. I feel like they're like, oh, but they're in front of him a little bit. I'm so curious about the thought process that went into the new logo, and they have flipped his face so that Natasha's hat fits. I've spent way too much time looking at this.
You know, if you're out there listening and you're the graphic designer who did that logo, hit us up. We'd love to have you on just to talk about the graphic design. Nothing else.
We'd love you to do our logo. I want to be slightly in front of Clues.
I'll let you be in the middle if we can have two Clueses, one on each side of you.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
It won't be confusing. People will think there's three hosts, but I'm the most powerful.
Right, of course. Whoever's in the center is the most powerful.
And I'll start selling my sauce, maybe a pesto. I love pesto.
Oh, nice. Today we have for you clips from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different programs from within our beloved game. We got some clips from the great one, Nick Viall, on his Bachelor recap with Kathy Kelly from January 11th. We got clips from Clickbait with guest Michelle Young from January 13th. We got more clips from Clickbait from January 20th with guest NC Abedin. We got some Bachelor Happy Hour clips and, oh, we got two different Bachelor Happy Hours. Sorry. We got some clips from the Bachelor Happy Hour on January 11th that had Susie Evans. And we got some clips from January 18th Bachelor Happy Hour that has Clayton Eckerd himself.
Ooh. Sauce day.
So we got a lot to get to. Yes. And I'm telling you, these Clickbait clips, you ain't gonna wanna miss. But we're gonna jump in on today's Digging Deeper with some clips from the great one, the Viall Files. Let's get to it. This is
Digging Deeper.
Okay. As you know, Nick Viall is the greatest player who ever lived.
Male.
Is he the greatest podcast host who ever lived? Debatable. We are now going to play four clips from his January 11th show. His guest was Kathy Kelly. This is his recap show. So they were recapping last week's show, the Cassidy Tim Brooks first villain edit show. And in this first clip, the great Viall renders his opinion on the way Clayton speaks and his interactions with these players. Of course, I'm going to love this because Viall also has a certain way of speaking. But let's listen to this clip now. Here we go. Clip number one.
One, he doesn't seem, and it's early, so we'll see, but he doesn't seem to ask a lot of questions of the women. He just compliments them over and over on very high-level platitude things. He also talks to them as if they are contestants on the show. I like what you're seeing from you. I love your initiative. It's like a lot of sports and coach speak. It's not a lot of like, hey, I'd love to learn more about you and ask questions and follow up questions about the things they see. It's making out and I'm the bachelor.
I feel like you should have your wig on for this part of the podcast.
And I should say up front here, what he's talking about with the coach speak and stuff, we're going to have a clip at the very end of today's show that is Clayton addressing that exact criticism. So stick around till the end and you will get Clayton's side of the story as well. But here we have Viall, sour grapesing as always, thinking back to his time as a player or as a lead when he was like, well, I wouldn't have done it this way. He's not asking the right questions. He's only talking in coach speak. This is mind-blowing to me that he's critiquing how a lead is playing the game, critiquing him for basically talking about it as though it is a game, even though what is implied here in his own criticism is that it is a game and he knew how to play it better than Clayton.
Look, I don't listen to any Bachelor podcast because I like to keep our commentary clean, but when I have listened to his podcast, it has been jarring to me when I sometimes hear another voice. He has a co-host who we never hear, which I just found interesting to look at with this clip, being like, oh, he's not asking a lot of questions of the other people. It's as if he's just the only person there. And I'm like,
But also, like, one thing that he's completely discounting, and most people seem to discount this when they do recaps, this is an edit. The producers are showing you only what they want you to see of him. They're including the coach speak specifically to make him look like a dumb jock. They're including him only doing platitudes specifically to make it look like these are surface relationships. They're not including a bunch of stuff that actually happened in any of these. Specifically in that episode, there was some stuff that happened with some players playing PTCs and things like this that you're not going to get to see, because they wanted to give them a villain edit. So the same happens to leads, and he's completely glossing over that fact. He's just like, well, no, the, you know, 10 minutes we see of this guy per episode is exactly who he is, and this is why he's fucking it up. It's like, you have no idea what his actual play is, how he's actually performing as a lead. He could be doing it perfectly. And the producers are just giving you this version of him.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like we're getting this somewhat fool edit for our lead. We're getting those clips from the end of the season. They play over and over again where he's screaming in that big blue coat, "I'm in love," and then telling two or more finalists that he made love with all of them. I'm very curious to see how they edit him the rest of the season. Are we even going to get a love story? Are they just tearing this man down? The fact that they introed him with having him read mean tweets about himself with no other information about his life. We still barely know anything more than we knew last season on Michelle Young's season.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for Clado.
I agree with you, but there's a piece of me that wonders, is he okay with this? Is he playing a part? Is all of this a game to him? I like to think yes.
10-dimensional chess.
Because that makes me feel a little better about what's happening to him. Exactly. That he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to go in here. I'm going to get my Instagram followers. Come out and see what I can do. So maybe he's already Seleucian protocoled. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like it. And here in this first clip, we just got... As always, to me, this is like to be savored when Vial is sour grapesing about like, well, this guy's not doing the lead right. He's just asking surface questions. When I was the lead, I was asking the best questions. I had all the best conversations. It's like that's some crazy Trump shit right there.
That's essentially what he's insinuating. Is your favorite sauce sour grapes?
Yeah, if that's a sauce, it actually is. I love when he sour grapes this. It is so fucking funny to me. Because it's also like, what are you fucking sour grapesing about, dude? You have a giant podcast. You're making a lot of fucking money off of your experience in the show. And I know that he feels he has to stay relevant. But you can do that in a variety of ways. You don't always have to shit on everyone else.
He's a hero of women, Clues. He's right. Defending the women, and he's like, they're so interesting. If only he would let us see that.
Well, speaking of defending the women, let's get to this next clip where he does not defend the women. So in this next clip, the great Vial illuminates us about some different types of roses. This is actually a pretty interesting clip because as they're talking about villains, he also lets us behind the scenes a little bit here, which I always love. Ooh. Here we go.
I don't think Clayton likes her, though. His body language has been so telling this season. And when they were sitting next to the pool, he was sitting like away from her.
He was straight up and she was like trying to put
exactly.
her leg over
and
him.
I think that he knows that he has to keep up appearances because he is the bachelor. And she's the one that made the first move. So now that they've kissed, he's like, whatever. I'm just going to do it. It's for the show. But I see no connection there. And I think that even later in the episode, which we can get to, when I forget her name, came to him and said, Cassidy has a friends with benefits back
Sierra.
Home. He almost laughed.
Like,
it looked like he was just like, this is hilarious, you know?
But then why did he give her the group date rose?
Well, I'll tell you why. As we've mentioned in previous... I want to. What I will say is what I've said before. There are two types of group date roses. There are drama roses and there are love roses. And that was 100% a drama rose.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty strong clip. So they're talking about Cassidy Timbrooks here. And they're talking about why she got the group date rose. And you can hear if it's his producer, if it's Kathy Kelly, I'm not sure who exactly was talking. They're saying... When he says, I know why she got the rose, and that person says, the producers, and then Vial is stunned into a little garbled silence. I'll say what I've said before. You know, he's not going to say producers ever. He knows where his bread is buttered, and so he changes the language. It's the roses. This isn't about the producers. It's about different types of roses. Drama rose versus love rose.
They come down from above.
Exactly. Producers have nothing to do with this. The drama rose, though, is really a producer rose. And so we learn here that the producers forced him to give that rose to Cassidy to keep her there for what he's saying is drama. And this idea of drama roses versus love roses is really him doing a crack, like peeling the curtain back just a little bit on how much control the producers actually have over all of this. He's saying it, but not saying it overtly, you know, he's minding his P's and Q's, but that is what he's saying here.
I love getting his take on this specific rose because Cassie Timbrook's performance on that group date was so similar to Corinne Olympios' performance on his wedding photo shoot group date.
Yes.
And Nick is like, oh, well, he's just going along with it for the show, which is a la Nick Viall cupping the bare breasts of Corinne Olympios in front of all the other players mm-hmm. on that group date during his season. And it's like, oh, is that the job of The Bachelor? You have to grope people you don't even want to? What a strange and beloved game.
Well, there are drama gropes and there are love gropes. That was a drama grope. Okay. Speaking, though, of Corinne Olympios, let's get to this next clip in which the great Viall talks directly about Corinne Olympios. Here we go.
But yes, I think 100% Cassidy got a drama rose. Corinne got a drama rose. I mean, it was like the, I mean, maybe I, when I was watching, the beats of this episode were just like really very similar to episode one from my season.
I promise I hadn't heard these clips yet. I have to agree with the great one. I saw a lot of very similar beats.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him too, but it also is funny to me. The two things that he really does that I always like is the sour grapesing, and then he also will try to equate everything that ever happens in any contemporary season back to when he was a player or a lead or on Paradise or whatever. Like, well, it's exactly, you know, my season, this happened, and da, 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 da. So he, you know, knows everything because he has this personal experience of it. But I agree with you. Here, he's not exaggerating. It was very similar to how Corinne Olympios was handled. And then he even reveals to us that Corinne got a drama rose, which it sheds a little light on something. She made it all the way to hometowns. So if she's getting a drama rose on that date, that means it wasn't a love rose, which means he had no intention of ever letting her touch that ring, which then further means all of this is a game. And the producers kept her around with that drama rose on that date so they could get her all the way to hometowns and cause trouble, essentially, cause drama, if you will.
And it means that he drama dry humped her in the bouncy house. He drama dry humped her on the pretty woman, pretty man hometown date. He drama licked the whipped cream off her boob at the cocktail party.
He drama ate her dad's olives. He drama accepted expensive gifts from her on her hometown when she did a pretty woman on him.
That's what I'm referring to when they hoojued in the clothing store. Wow.
So there you have it. That is Viall, the great one, shedding so much light on elements of his season, but elements of our beloved game generally. He has now corroborated that producers decide group date roses, at least in some instances. If we are to believe that there are love roses and there are drama roses, as he put it, what is the number? What is the offset there? Mm-hmm. How many roses are drama roses versus how many are love roses? I think there are maybe some love roses on one-on-ones. I think on group dates, probably there's no love roses. I think those are all drama roses, in quotes.
I feel like I agree with you on that one. There's probably some one-on-one roses that are drama roses, though. I'm trying to think of one.
And two-on-ones. And I'm sure, yes, those happen as well. But it is, again, important to keep in mind, we have no idea what actually happened on that group date. Were there PTCs played by Cassidy Timbrooks? Were there PTCs played by other players? Is there favorable footage of her that they could have cut in to make that rose seem more justified? I believe, yes. I believe that they omitted anything that would have softened her at all because they were trying to cut her into a hardcore villain.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Zero sympathy.
I mean, it's interesting because we saw a very similar edit go for Jamie Sklar, but they did allow Jamie to play his PTC on their one-on-one date.
That is true. I wonder why they did that.
So sometimes they soften the villains, sometimes they don't. It seems like I can't wait to see what they're going to do. What is going to be tonight with Shanae, with Cassidy.
Season of the early villain. Okay, so now let's move on to the fourth and final clip from the great Vial. Here, he prognosticates about a future event that may one day transpire in our beloved game. I believe he is speaking it into existence.
Ooh.
Here is that clip.
Natalie joked with me. She's like, if, you know, just as we're watching, and she's like, if you ever cheat on me, I am going on this show. So you have to recap it. And we laughed.
Here he's talking about his girlfriend, Natalie Joy.
I love these glimpses into their relationship and her full game speak 100% of the time with him, including this threat. Oh, God, I want to see her play so badly. I feel like she would dominate.
I know. Natalie Joy, if you're listening, you don't have to wait for him to cheat on you.
No.
You can just go on the show. You can even have an arrangement with him.
They can have an arrangement. Exactly. They should do this.
Go in, get your followers, hit me up. You could be my Tom Brady. You could be my Tom Brady. Please reach out to me. Let me coach you into the most followers on every platform that any player has had in the history of the game by a magnitude of 10 times minimum. Please let me do this. This is my request.
You think she needs you? She could have Nick Vial coach her. They fake a breakup.
No. You don't want Nick Vial as your coach. I'm telling you, Nick Vial is too caught up in his own ego, in his own role in the game. He would coach her to a point, but he'd never want her to be better than he was. And he wouldn't allow that. I want you to be better than anyone has ever been. And I think you have the tools. Call me.
I think she does. Like, she's got it. And they should set this up. Why not? Blow her up and then get back together. Beautiful tale.
It would be incredible. Now, this is the thing that you have to really ask yourself. Would she have to go into the game as a player, or could she just vault straight to crown? Is she known well enough within the nation that that could be warranted? I don't know.
What is she at right now? 101K.
That's enough.
She could be straight crown.
Straight crown.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Natalie Joy, just do it. Just do it. God damn it. Please DM me. I want to coach her so bad. Fuck.
Here's what I'm going to say, Natalie. Your Instagram is perfect. You're going to need to cut out some of these pictures with Nick Vial. You're going to want to archive these.
You want those front and center because he's going to be the story. It's heartbreak PTC by a former bachelor, by one of the, not only a former bachelor, one of the biggest people in the nation. She's attached to the game through him. That has to be the primary focus of her story. Is she became friends with all these producers. They heard about the bad breakup and they were like, hey, do you want to be the bachelorette? I think that works. I think it's a clean line in, and she's got victimization. I mean, God damn it. It's so perfect.
I know what she does. She creates a TikTok in which she's direct to camera addressing us. Hey, Bachelor Nation, just wanted to update you on my relationship with Nick Vial. I wasn't going through his phone, but these things popped up and then I had to screenshot them, text them to myself, put the screenshot of the text messages that proved that he is 100% cheating up on the screen with your face in front of it. And let's set up this beautiful heartbreak edit through the parasocial game.
Here's the thing though. If you roll that line that he's cheating, his whole empire might come down. Because he's giving dating and relationship advice on his podcast. If he's breaking his own advice, I don't know what that does to his money. And if they are eventually going to wind up back together, if they're just doing this for numbers, that might be more harmful. I don't know, though, because I think she would be such a big star, it wouldn't matter. She could lift up the whatever the negative effect was.
Exactly. The rising tide, all boats. All goats. The rising tide lifts all goats.
That's right. But those were our first four clips. All those, again, from Vial Files. It was their Bachelor recap with guest Kathy Kelly from January 11th. And now... Now we're going to get into those clickbait clips. These clips, I can't like properly do them justice, but I'm going to try here. It is the most sauce that we've heard yet. As it always is, every week he finds some new way to put even more sauce into the recipe of clickbait. And this week is no different. We've got in these clips a strange one that has to do with how they talk about the game. We've got one where he's, I think, directly attacking us. We've got all kinds of things in these clickbait clips. So we're going to play the first one for you now. This is clickbait from January 13th with guest Michelle Young. Maybe you've heard of her, the star of Bachelorette season 18. And again, you ain't gonna believe what you're about to hear. If you want to hear these clips from Clickbait with Grocery Store Joe talking all kinds of sauce, and I think you do want to hear these, and you definitely want to hear our reactions to them, because in one case, I believe we are being directly attacked by Grocery Store Joe. But if you want to hear all of this, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us in the bottom of the pit. You get access to the rest of this episode. You get access to what I believe is now 40 other digging deepers, top 10 lists at the end of seasons, rookie season analyses of various all-star players, all kinds of extra content that we have that is not what we do in our regular recap and Twibbon episodes during the week. So again, if you sign up, if you join us in the bottom of the pit at patreon.com/gameofroses, you get access to all those episodes. You also get access to our weekly live shows that we do. They're video shows that we do half an hour before the game airs on the East Coast. And we kind of break down what we're expecting to see. We answer questions and do all of that. You also get access to a bunch of weird video clips that I throw in there from time to time. Old group dates, old clips from various reality TV shows. I put songs in there sometimes. And you also get access to our Discord, where you can communicate with everybody else down here in the bottom of the pit. And you can even submit your own screams, which we play at the end of our Twibbon episode. So we hope once again that you'll join us in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.